Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on this Thursday morning, 6 degrees. President Biden is busy promoting his COVID spending package.
In a meeting with labor union leaders, President Biden says he's hearing from Americans who want everything in his nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan proposal.
It's not about the money. It's about, in order to do everything from open schools as we should to make sure that we're generating income for people who are in real trouble.
The Biden administration also announced a $1.5 billion investment to increase and improve COVID testing capability. The CDC says it will spend $200 million on genomic sequencing to study emerging variants of the virus. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes visited Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Wednesday to observe the vaccination clinic there.
He says the facility is well-equipped to serve a large number of people. He tells KSN News he'd like to see more consistent shipments of the vaccine.
The weather hurt this week in terms of not having the doses, and that's the thing I think that concerns me a little bit right now is making sure that we have a consistent supply moving forward, ideally increasing, but at least a consistent one.
The state of Kansas reports nearly 12,000 more vaccinations since Monday, with 3,003 people, or just over 10% of the population. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The troubled foster care system in Kansas got hit with yet another complication during the last year.
The Kansas News Service reports that pandemic complications came on top of ongoing fixes mandated by a class action settlement and pressure to find more homes for children in crisis. The state's foster care providers are also navigating the terms of a legal settlement finalized earlier this year. The agreement is the result of a class action lawsuit filed against the state by child welfare advocates who alleged the state had violated foster children's rights by housing them in offices and hotels, moving them between different homes too often, and not providing mental health treatment quickly enough. The state recently hired Beacon Health Options to provide mental health services to families and children in crisis.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
Another arrest in connection with the riot at the Capitol last month. This time, it's a college student from UCLA.
22-year-old Christian Secor was ordered held without bail. Investigators say during the unrest, he sat in former Vice President Mike Pence's chair in the Senate chambers. They also say he broadcasted a live stream while it was going on and bragged he wouldn't be caught. The FBI says they received information from at least 11 tipsters who recognized the America First flag he was holding. The university wouldn't release information about him, but said their values of their institution don't match what he did. Secor is charged with 5 federal offenses. Neither he nor his attorney have commented. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
NASA's most ambitious Mars rover yet attempts to touch down today on the red planet.
Perseverance left Earth last summer and is already on its way to landing on Mars, but it's tricky.
We do call it the 7 minutes of terror because we come in screaming fast at 12,000 miles an hour at the top of the atmosphere.
Dr. Lori Glaze is NASA's chief planetary science. Perseverance is not just a lander and rover. It will also fly a drone around Mars and will even collect samples of rocks and dirt for later study.
So put several samples in a certain place that we can come back and retrieve them.
And by retrieve, she means retrieve. A future mission will meet up with Perseverance to collect the rocks, leave Mars, and bring them home to Earth. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We may still be cold, but we're going to be storm-free for a while, and it looks like temperatures may make their way in the upper 50s by early next week. This morning, temperatures have fallen into the single digits. We will get to around 24 for the high later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, our low near 8, 30 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 6 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 735 now, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. And, of course, the whole world talking this morning about the talker, Rush Limbaugh, who passed away yesterday at the age of 70, about a year after letting us know that he was had been diagnosed with lung cancer. And a lot of reaction from famous people all over the world and folks who were and have been consistent Rush listeners for many, many years, Ted. I have some information from this. Some of this I'm sure our listeners know. Some of it maybe they don't know. I just did a little research to get a few bullet points about Rush's life. In December 2019, Talkers Magazine estimated that Limbaugh's show attracted a cumulative weekly audience of 15.5 million listeners to become the most listened to radio show in the United States.
Yep.
Limbaugh wrote 7 books, his first two, The Way Things Ought to Be in 1992, and See, I Told You So in 1993, made the New York Times bestseller list. Limbaugh became one of the premier voices of the conservative movement in the United States in the late 1990s, aided by the repeal of the FCC Fairness Doctrine. That should be the 1980s, I think. Limbaugh, born on January 12, 1951, in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Yeah, yeah.
His parents, Rush Hudson Limbaugh and Mildred Carolyn Armstrong Limbaugh, he and his younger brother David were born into the Limbaugh family. His father was a lawyer and a United States fighter pilot who served in the China-Burma-India theater of World War II. His mother was from Searcy, Arkansas. The name Rush, originally chosen for his grandfather to honor the maiden name of a family member, Edna Rush. So there were several Rush Limbaughs. 1969, Limbaugh graduated from Cape Girardeau Central High School. He played football there. And during this time, at age 16, he worked his first radio job at KGMO, a local radio station in Cape Girardeau. He used the air name Rusty Sharp.
Ooh, that's a good air name.
Rusty Sharp. He enrolled at Southeast Missouri State University, dropped out after about 2 semesters. Now, 1975, Limbaugh began an afternoon show at the top 40 station KUDL in Kansas City, Missouri. He was a DJ. And I remember KUDL in those days, a very powerful FM signal. They were a really up-and-coming great station. He soon became the host of a public affairs talk program that aired on weekend mornings, which allowed him to develop his style and present more controversial ideas. So he was being a rock and roll DJ, but he had this yen to,
yeah,
to talk
calling,
about politics.
His calling, you know, was in a different place. Yep.
In July of 1988, after his success in Sacramento, we were talking with Don Grant, the money tracker, but earlier this morning, Don worked in Sacramento in TV at an affiliated station at the radio station where Rush worked.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to meet him a few times, knew him out there. But he was out there in Sacramento where he really started doing the talk show, I guess. And then he got the attention of former ABC radio president Edward McLaughlin, and Limbaugh began a new show at WABC in New York City.
Yeah, things really started taking off.
That,
yeah.
Now, that gets you to the point where now you get into network syndication and all that, and it really takes
off
from there.
It just exploded from there.
Exploded from there. Over 600 radio stations carrying Rush's show, including KNSS here. And we were the first station in the market one of the first stations in the country to jump on Rush.
Yeah, I think we were one of the first couple dozen that started with his syndicated national show. And we've been on it we were on his list pretty early on in his run.
And I would just say, and I would think of just from a radio perspective, the 11 to 2 time slot I wouldn't think would be all that great, but he turned it into, you know, it's the middle of the day. Usually you think about morning drive, afternoon drive is where you get all the listeners, but he turned it into the time to listen to the radio.
Yep, and he
he's always
had very strong followers in the Wichita area for the last 30 years.
Terrific following.
That time slot, yep.
Yeah, and so there you go. It's a sad and tragic thing that he has passed away, but he you know, could pretty well see it coming. The last couple of weeks we haven't had Rush on the air live, and I was talking with our program director, Tony Deusing, yesterday afternoon, and he said, yeah, we kind of felt something was up.
Yeah.
When Rush couldn't consistently be on the air, because at any rate, no matter what your politics are, and this guy,
Did a lot for getting people involved with talk radio. And
sure did.
And the possibilities for guys like Ted and me to come on the air and help you every day and be a part of your world. So, you know, we got to give him a big salute for that. He helped an entire industry. And over along the way, he got that the Medal of Freedom or whatever it is from the president, President Trump, and impacted a lot of lives. And you can listen to him and say, well, okay, I agree with that. But you can also say, well, I don't think he's right on that. And he didn't care. He was doing his show, and whatever you wanted to react to, it was up to you. That's the way it works.
Yeah, and there were a lot of tributes. You talked about the industry, and Sean Hannity and Mark Levin were talking a lot yesterday about how our programs don't exist without Rush as the plow horse leading the way on that front, because Rush became such a phenomenon, and that kind of allowed everyone else to kind of join in and make that a huge thing in radio for the last 30 years.
And as we pointed out earlier this morning, before he came along, he took advantage of something called the FCC, Federal Communications Commission. They were in a period of deregulation in the 80s with regard to station licenses, content, everything. They were just throwing the windows open, saying, here, you're on your own. And pretty much a lot of their restrictions and so forth went out the window. And for a time there, I think Rush helped the industry settle down. For a time there, people were trading radio stations like, baseball cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very good for those of us who love the industry. I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to get off of it. Unless you've got something else you want to say about Rush Limbaugh, Ted, I'll just say this. The guy obviously loved radio. And those of us who do, it's a common brotherhood, sisterhood.
Well, they kept stressing that yesterday, too, on a lot of the talk shows, that he loved his audience. He loved radio. And you could, that translated to a great synergy between the people that love to listen to him every day on the radio. And, he tried TV, and it had some success and some non-success, but you could obviously tell that radio was where his genius was and where his forte was going to allow him to blossom, and it did.
The guy could just go 3 hours and just, no guests or anything, just talking. And I marvel at that. I honestly do. That's terrific. All right, there we go.
Yeah, it turned out he was too polarizing for TV.
Oh, yeah.
TV really couldn't find a way to make him viable for a long period of time.
It's a much different medium.
But
yeah.
Radio was where he belonged.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, 7:43 now, Steve and Ted, and Spirits Cutting Jobs in Oklahoma. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.